Well, across the county, the library service has a wonderful thing called the Library Presents. It's a very popular thing they do. But of course, at the moment, with the lockdown, all the libraries, the physical buildings, are shut. So they've done their usual. They've worked a way around it. And I'm joined on the line by Catherine Roberts. Hi, Catherine.
Hello. Nice to be here, Neil.
Yeah, last time we saw you were in the studio and you're telling us all about the Library Presents. What have you done to deal with the lockdown?
When the lockdown came in and we knew that we weren't going to be able to continue with our planned spring season, we were really quite sad about that. And we were thinking about what can we do to still make sure that our audiences would be able to access the arts while some of them are stuck at home or shielding or self-isolating. And also for people who might be key workers who are working really hard, and then want to relax with some good quality arts in their afternoons or evenings as well. So we thought, how can we take this online and bring it into people's homes? So we've managed to create, with the help of Arts Council England, a programme which we've called The Library Presents In Your House.
Right. I mean, you're right. This is a popular series of events anyway, and we need this stuff more than ever now, don't we?
Yeah, and certainly I found that living, you know, on my own, that I've been watching a lot more kind of arts and content online because I can't get out so much and see people to go and do things.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. So what have you got lined up? What can people see and how does this work?
So we are putting the listings onto our website. So where people would usually go and have a look at the brochure if they were looking digitally, and that is www.cambridgeshire.gov.uk/arts. So that's being updated each week with links straight through to the content that we're providing. This week, I'm really excited because obviously it's VE Day this Friday. One of the theatre companies that we worked with before, who did a live show for us in the autumn, have put together this fantastic audio drama based on VE Day, and that's called Greyhounds. And the first one is going out on Friday with a live YouTube chat with the cast. And then everybody can listen to that and a podcast looking behind the scenes at the history of the home front in World War II on Saturday with their morning coffee.
Wow, that sounds very, as you say, and very relevant for VE Day.
Yes, absolutely. And we're hoping that that might air on the radio at some point as well.
Okay.
So we will keep you posted on that one too. We've also got another kind of war-themed offering, which is called To Be Continued. And that's a series of three short films made by an artist called Becky Edmonds, who works with found footage. And she found a pile of diaries in Brighton by a chap called Dick Percival. And she's taken his life story in those journals and turned it into these three short films using footage from the period.
So in a way, this actually is offering you some new opportunities, isn't it? Different ways to present stuff. It's actually giving you some different different options.
Yes, because we don't usually show much film. So it's really nice to have that as part of our offering. It's not something we would usually do. Something closer to what we normally do. We have quite a lot of craft workshops and art workshops usually. So we have worked with Glimmer Theatre. And we've got something called the Quarantine Quilt. And loads of us are inside and we're relying on our screens for our comfort and connection at the moment, talking to friends or family or watching things we like. And so they've taken the idea of all these individual rectangles of light making up our isolated population. And we will be working with the community in Cambridgeshire to create a physical quilt and a digital quilt.
Wow.
So there will be a chance for people who don't have the internet to request a pack so that they can make a quilt square at home.
How amazing. I love that idea.
Yeah, we're hoping that we'll reach 720 patches. That's our maximum size for the real life quilt.
Oh, is that right? Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. What about the children as well? I'm guessing that anything for children is going to go down well at the moment.
Yeah, we have got quite a bit of stuff for kids as well, particularly families. So we'll be running things right the way through until the end of June, which would have been the finish of our normal season. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a lot to cover. We have got some magic workshops and performance live by Scoop Magic. So that will be using Zoom. I'm sure quite a lot of people are familiar with
that. We're all experts now. 7 weeks in, we're all experts, trust me.
And we've also got, which I'm really thrilled to have on offer, a signed story. So that's for really young children and is accessible to children and families who are deaf. That's deaf with a capital or a small D. Mm-hmm. And that will be telling the story of a chap called Arthur who finds that the moon just wasn't in the sky one night. And then there's some they're doing some kind of videos around workshop around that as well with additional content so you can talk to your kids about the story and things. Or really excited as well to have the chance for families to do some filmmaking. So we're going to have some tutorials on how to do stop frame animation or green screen film. Using things that you can find at home, and then we're hoping people will share their videos back to us so we can see what everybody has made.
Right. My again, a different way of doing things because of the lockdown. It's sort of, maybe you wouldn't do that normally, is that right?
No, we would not normally do that. We haven't had filmmaking before, so it's going to be exciting to see how that looks and how people engage with it.
All right. Okay. And when any idea of what will happen going forward? You say the season's going to be closing off in June. So are you trying to think of ways of getting back to normal for the next season, or do you think you may stay online in this way? Have you found it's actually got some options, some opportunities being offered?
Well, it's a really good question. So this has opened up some doors for us in terms of what we can offer online. So we hope that we'll keep some kind of online offer. We don't know quite yet how big that will be, and it will somewhat depend on how things progress with the government guidance and what we're able to do when we would usually have an autumn season and what is possible. So we think there'll continue to be some kind of online offer, and we're not quite sure what that will look like yet. So if people have got particular things they want to see online as part of the Library Presents, we would love to hear from them. All the events are free for our online program. So that's a bit different because usually we would charge for our tickets for the events physically. We thought it was really important that everyone could access it at the moment for free.
Excellent. All right. So those are the website and the contact details.
So the website is www.cambridgeshire.gov.uk/arts. And if you want to email us, you can contact us at thelibrarypresents@cambridgeshire.gov.uk.
Fantastic. Well, Catherine, lovely to speak to you as always. Interesting and different programme of events and stuff online there. Good luck with it, and we'll keep in touch.
Great to speak to you, Neil. Thanks. Bye.